From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 569, which is intended for broadcast January 13 through 27th, 2023. My name is Brady Murray, and I'm your host. And I want to start off by wishing all of the listeners to this program a happy new year, happy 2023. And I want to say that this is one of my favorite programs every year because it seems that a lot of folks who listen to WWCR, and I would guess shortwave in general, use the holidays as a time when they maybe have some time off, maybe it's just a time to show some sort of appreciation to the international broadcasters that they listen to. But we get a lot of feedback during the holidays, and I don't know if that's true of domestic medium wave FM broadcasters, but it certainly is true of international shortwave, and it's a true pleasure over the holidays to receive the feedback that we get. So I want to talk to you about some of the feedback that we get. I'm going to begin with the very popular program VORW International. And the host of the program begins by saying, it is interesting to know. Let me back up and say that he begins by saying Merry Christmas. And he says this: it's interesting to note that the most devoted listeners of my broadcast on shortwave aren't hobbyists or amateur radio operators. Almost every single one of them first started listening online and then got into shortwave radio within the last few years. They all tune in via portable radios with perhaps a long wire antenna at most. It's just some interesting listener information. Many people seem to think that the only folks that listen to shortwave in North America must be fervent hobbyists, and while there's nothing wrong with that, we both know that there are plenty of listeners out there that don't fit that profile very well. And I will say this, the host of VORW International is extremely transparent about the feedback that he receives, sending modified, not to give away too much about a person's information, but first name, location, the frequency on which they were listening to WWCR when they heard VORW International. And the response is impressive. It's pages and pages that really runs the gamut from every state in the United States to Canada and beyond. Europe oftentimes is included. But this is just truly impressive. A lot of Canada, a lot of the U.S. in this most recent report. I'm very grateful for the feedback, and also very grateful to note that these folks, a lot of them were listening on New Year's Eve, on New Year's Day, spending their holidays with VORW International over WWCR. So I certainly want to thank the host of that program for providing this feedback. This also seemed to be the perfect time in this program to acknowledge those who were here at WWCR, the employees at WWCR who were here on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. While most folks who don't work in jobs that run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, broadcasting internationally, most folks have some time off, you know, maybe an extended period of time off. Those folks who were here at WWCR over the holidays are certainly to be recognized for the fact that they were here keeping the transmitters on the right frequency at the right power, keeping the programming current. They were here while you were able to be in your homes all over the world listening and depending on the programming from WWCR as you've been able to do for some 30 years now. So I want to make sure that in addition to thanking the listeners, even more so, I want to thank those folks who are here at WWCR that make it possible for you to count on WWCR to be on the air when you have that time, maybe away from your normal routine and you're able to listen. And we're truly grateful for that. But it really begins with our engineering and operations staff right here at WWCR, and I want to say a huge thank you to them as well. All right, so back to the theme of the program, which is reports received over the holiday period, including Christmas Eve through New Year's Day. This one comes from Rafael in Veracruz, Mexico. Dear friends, today listen, very good signal. He was listening on 15825, 2148 to 2159 UT on Christmas Day, December 25th, and gives a SINPO of 45544. I send my best wishes to you, Merry Christmas, and to the people working at radio station WWCR. He also sent an attachment, and that was appreciated. I listened, and it was a superb signal. The next response over the holidays comes from the International Radio Listeners Organization, Pakistan. And this is an organization that we get frequent feedback from, and they also send a reception report. But I think that this paragraph that I want to read really means a lot to me because of what international broadcasting does. And I don't want to get any bad feedback for reading this, because to me it showed a great deal of understanding. Obviously, the programs on WWCR are mostly news, information, and Christian broadcasting. And so this particular gentleman, writing on behalf of International Radio Listeners Organization Pakistan, says this. First of all, the subject is Happy New Year. And he says, I am writing this email on behalf of myself and my club members. First of all, I would like to extend my heartfelt congratulations to all of you on the birth of Jesus. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Indeed, with your arrival, the world has found the path of guidance and the misguided people have found their destination. Your essence is one of the lights of Allah. I congratulate all the Christian listeners here on the birth of Jesus. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And I pray that we all together make this world a cradle of peace. And of course, these are the teachings of Jesus. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. We also wish all of you a happy new year and pray that this year keeps you safe and keep us safe from epidemics. Amen. Again, this program is called Ask WWCR, and this is not a program that presents any sort of theological viewpoints. We are here with WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio. I know there are folks who would not necessarily appreciate that, but I did. And I did because it shows that people of all faiths worldwide are able to listen, first of all, to international broadcasting. People who are not Christians are able to listen to Christian radio. And finally, I think what that means to me most is that, as Dr. Jerry Plummer used to often say, we can disagree without being disagreeable. And the listeners of WWCR and the Christian broadcasting that we present are wished peace, prayers, and best wishes for a new year. And I just really was struck by that correspondence, and I wanted to read that on air. And I will also say that on the 31st of December, the same person who wrote that sent this reception report listening on 4840 with an SIO of 544. And I believe it was over a web SDR, and it was. And that's fine. However, we can get the broadcast out. If you're able to listen to another tower, another antenna over the web, that's just a yet another way to listen to international broadcasting, and it's been very positive, in addition to analog listeners like we mentioned at the top of the program, like the many examples of those folks who listen to VORW International on portable shortwave receivers with telescopic or pop-up antennas. The next bit of listener feedback comes from India, and this comes from Mr. Anand. Obviously, we'll leave the rest of the name off for broadcast. And this person is the president of a listeners club. I wish I could read to you the physical address to which we sent the QSL card. It's primitive, but it's effective, I hope. I really hope that this person does receive the QSL card in the mail. But it's one of those things like the mailbox next to the thing, kind of small town stuff that we very much appreciate sometimes here in the U.S. as well. Neat stuff. Anyway, this person said they were listening on frequency 5930, and they also sent an attachment. I listened to it. It was superb, and I believe it was definitely 5935. I did listen. Listening at 0130 to 0200 UT with a SINPA of 4444, and the date appears to be the 29th of December. Once again, over the holidays. And also want to mention this, using a PL310ET Grundig Yacht Boy 80 with a telescopic rod antenna. So India, we're not supposed to reach India, but apparently we did with an excellent SINPO and proof provided with an MP3 attachment. Again, this is Mr. Anand writing from India. And once again, in the event that he listens to this program, I want him to be assured that I did send a QSL card by mail, and I really hope that he received it. It was just such a unique address, and I appreciated it. The next one comes from Antonio, and he says, greetings with wishes for a happy new year extended to the collective work of Radio WWCR. Thank you for the last messages received and for your interest in the continuity of transmissions on short waves. Our wish for a new year be filled with peace, happiness, and good news. Greetings, Antonio, writing from Brazil. Antonio did continue on with a good bit of personal information about himself and his interest in international broadcasting, and also provided this reception report, which is dated 20 April 22. I did get a few that were sent over the holiday season, but they were previously listened to maybe in a few months before. I don't know if they were saved, and that was a good time maybe to send out some reception reports, but it did happen frequently. So this was on the 20th of April, 2022, listening at 0041 through 0114 UT on 7520 with a SINPO of 44433. And again, this is a response from Brazil. And finally, for this broadcast, I want to bring you this reception report from Australia. It says, hello, hope you're having a good week. This morning, my dog Romeo and myself enjoyed very much your transmission in English on 9980 kilohertz at 2320 to 0100 UT on 01 January 2023 at my home in Western Australia. So New Year's Day. I was happy to hear you with a good reception SINPO of 33333 signal and was very good and readable. I have included a link to the recording I made on a Texon PL380 with no external antenna, just the attached whip and Tascam DR portable. I really enjoyed the music played on your broadcast, and the signal to Australia is always very strong and enjoyable. I'm happy to still hear WWCR on shortwave. I hope you'll find this information useful and would appreciate it if you can send to my post a QSL. And just like Ian, I too am still happy to be able to hear WWCR on shortwave and assure him that I did send a QSL card to his address in Australia. Again, Australia is an area that WWCR hears from a lot, and it doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes why we're able to be heard so clearly in Australia, but it happens. So we've had reception reports from all over the world with all kinds of holiday greetings, all very well received and appreciated. And I just want to close out by saying thank you to all the listeners to WWCR, all those who are becoming listeners to WWCR through innovative and entertaining new broadcasts like VORW. And also I want to say Happy New Year to everyone who listens to WWCR and to those who work here at WWCR and continue to bring you this content worldwide. Happy New Year.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218 USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr at wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr at wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.